Okay, we're continuing in the halachas of Shavuos, so preparing for Shavuos. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes B'Shem the Gra in Siman Tov Chav Tes, Sif Katan Aleph, that a person is supposed to be learning. Well, just like we have the halachas, you're supposed to learn 30 days before, but since the halachas are less and he has a raya from the Graz Araya, that it should really only be from Rosh Chodesh Sivan, you have to start learning the halachas of Yantiv, because really only learning the halachas of Yantiv, you're not learning all the pratim of Hagalas Kelim and all the extra things in Chametz that you have by Pesach, so you should start learning already from Rosh Chodesh. However, many achorim that the Mishnah Berurah himself quotes, and that's the stam of the Mishnah Berurah, is that just like there's a halacha of Shloshim Yom by Pesach, so too there should be Shloshim Yom by Shavuos. So you could be learning Hachas Yantiv and other inyanim in Hachas Yantiv, that would last 30 days. That's what you should be learning, ideally. Again, what we discussed then already, that the 30 days before, people aren't as careful. But it's a nice idea, though, to be learning at least a little bit. We pointed out at least a little bit from each halacha every day. So we're at least mekayim that for now. For the next week and a half, we'll be bezocha to mekayim that idea that we should be learning the halachas before the zman of Shavuos. We pointed out that you don't say Chachanun from Aleph until either your Beis or until after Zion or Ches, depending on if it's spelled or not. You don't say Tachanun. So the question is, where does Beis Sivan come into that? We know that the three Shoshim Me'agbalar are going to be Gimel, Dalet, and Hay. So what was Beis Sivan? So that was the Achronim coin that he said that it was called the Yom HaMiyuchas. On that day, Akash Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, Atem Tili Mamlechas Koyhane Veika Gadosh. And there are different reasons given. Others want to say that, I think, other Chassidish Sfarim want to bring down that the Shari Sachar from the Minchas Elazar, he says, no, it's not really Miyuchas for that reason, but rather Yom HaYichus, that the Akash Baruch Hu gave us the Torah because of Schus Avos, Aram Yitzchak Yaakov, he knew that we're going to keep the Torah, and Akash Baruch Hu gave it to us through that, and that's why Yom HaYichus, he thought it was more Miyuchas than Miyuchas. Anyway, different ideas, but it's a very special day, Beis Sivan. And the Shari Gan in general, the Chidah, in his beautiful words, he says that these days, Shav Yashanav, these days, the three Shos Me'agbala, and the days before Matan Torah, V'yichan Sham Yisrael Ki'ish Echad, V'ayitze Paskas U'masan V'zechina Kapatorah, we removed our Tumah, and we were able to be Zocha the Tumah, and now every year, he says, Me'az V'hala Yamim Alalu Kodesh Musam Mitar, there's a taste where all of us can Mitar in our Talmud Torah, in our Maisim Tovim, in our Achdus in Klal Yisrael, we definitely need Achdus now, whenever, you know, so much Machlokas going on, different politics and different things in Eretz Yisrael, so that definitely we could use a lot of Achdus at this time, so these are times where our Sugal, especially to have these in Yanim, and there are time that Rebbe Alatar, Messiah, a person works hard, he tries to learn more to get ready for Kabbalah Satorah. That is a special time that he points out. The Gemara points out, based on the Gemara says that a person is not supposed to be makis dam on Erev Shavuos because there's a certain shade that came out that said if Klal Yisrael didn't accept the Torah, then he was going to come around. So now that's the whole shaila, that Klal Yisrael at the end of the day, so he's even brought down on Lachar, Ramah. Brings this down in Tafsam Ches. He brings down Menalgim Shalol Hakidam Erev Yom Tov, and they say that, and he says that in Lashanos, and that would be included of getting a even getting any minor operation that also should be avoided on Erev Shavuos. The Machzor Shikl asked that anyway. We know that this time that back then there was this shade, but now what's the Chesar Shakana? So the Machzor Shikl says no, because we just said that the time back then it's not just that the Matan Torah was an event that happened thousands of years ago. Every year there's a new Ischachus of Matan Torah. It's not like it's Yitzchus time happened thousands of years ago. There's a new Ischachus of the Zman Chayrus for every single Jew, every single person. So too with regards to this idea that there was this shade, so there is this shtikl sakana that you should be machmir about. Again, obviously, chas v'shalom, a person is dachuf, needs a surgery, then for sure you do it. But in other cheshbonos, he doesn't need to get this operation, a small checkup, better to avoid getting it on Erev Shavuos. You should wait till after Shavuos. Then there's another minhag brought down that the Ramah brings down in Siman Taf Tzadik Dalet Tziv Gimel, the Magen Avraham brings in B'Shem the Ma'aril, that we put out nice greenery, we put out these nice grass and nice pera sa'ila, nice trees and nice fruit things in the shuls and also in our houses. Zecher lematan Torah, so, you know, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu made the miraculously have like the greenery all around our Sinai. So this is something which is brought down in the Ramah. It's brought down the Birke Yosef puts a raya, even from a midrash in the Haman Tzedach Hashverish. Look at this, the Minhag and the Klaisrav, they put a Savim Batzer. So the midrash already says that they do this. So this is a very old minhag that we have. And like this year, when the Mishnah Berurah points out over there in Sifkatan Tes, he says that when Shavuos, as it is this year, falls on a Sunday, make sure don't put those things out on Shabbos afternoon, because that's already Hachana from Shabbos to Yantav. So rather, you should do it either on Erev Shabbos, so I think that's what the Moshuls do, they already put it on Friday, or you could do it on Yantav itself to dress it up after Marv, I guess, put it out there. I think Moshuls do it on Erev Shabbos already, and they put it in the Shuls. Besides, again, for the greenery, we pointed out that the Magen Avraham was the one who added that Yusuf specifically put out these anfei ilan, the branches of trees, in the shul as well, because that's again that we're going to be judged for the peros ha'ilan. And then some say you're going to daven for the peros ha'ilan, but others explain how no, you're not supposed to be davening for pratim and parnasa and peros ha'ilan fruits on Yantav and Shabbos. So it really just means that we're just going to remember that we're judged for peros ha'ilan on Shavuos. And the Chasam Sofer actually has a minhag that he writes specifically should have ilan yisrak, the trees that don't grow fruit on them, because on Shavuos we know we're judged on peros ha'ilan. Ilan yisrak represented the bechin of the amei aretz, and they eventually we want the ilan yisrak to have peros to grow. We're going to daven and think of them also, that everybody shayach the Torah. We hope everybody comes close to the Torah. It's famous that the Gra, Shabur quotes of Shem the Gra, that he wanted to be mevatel this minhag because he says it's chukas akum. Nowadays the goyim do it, and even in the lashon of the Gra, it sounds like he was only upset with the minhag of putting out the trees. However, putting out the greenery in the grass, that he doesn't seem to be upset with. That is, Rav Dubletsky points this out in his Sefer Hilchos HaMoadim, and also the Arachus Rabbeinu in the Nameless Stipler. He thinks also that was also some, the kavanah of the grud, not to be mevatel the inyan of the grass, only the mevatel the minyan of the ilanos. And Rav Yashar points out that anyway, in Eretz Yisrael, we do put out the asavim, for sure, the greenery. And he says anyway that it's not chukas agoyim because we only have the Arabs. He pointed out what Rav Yashar was saying, that they're the only Arabs, and they don't do this, so therefore it's not a chukas agoyim to do this anyway. And but there are those who say that we don't do it at all, not put out asavim, not put out prachim, not put out flowers. That is the lashon of the Aruch Hashulchan and Siman Tav Tzadik Dalet Siman Vav, and Rav Moshe Yordei Chelik Dalet Siman Aleph will say that the Gra was osering both asavim and ilanos b'chag Shavuos. He thought they were both chukas ha'akum, and Aruch Hashulchan writes that the Chazon Ish and Chutz La'aretz didn't do it. And his Gabbai used to do it in Eretz Yisrael, but the Chazon Ish never told him to. He just did it. That's what Rav Zerbeinu points out. He wasn't moche. He didn't say he did anything wrong, but he didn't actually have it. He didn't think that they would. He didn't personally go ahead and make sure to do it. Okay, so again, the Rav Yesh, whatever a person's minhag is, he should be mekayim that. And Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, we'll pick up some more halachas, starting to go to mikvah, and other halachas that are nogea for the halachas of Erev Yom Tov, getting ready for Yom Tov.